HealingPowerHour.com.
Tune to Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akilah L.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Healing Power Hour Radio. I'm your hostess, Dr. Akilah L., but you can call me Dr. Akilah. And welcome to episode 25, titled, Cancer is Not a Death Sentence. We're going to have a very powerful show today. As a matter of fact, today's show is an hour and 30 minutes long because I know me, once I get into my little rant and information about how what I feel about cancer and everything like that, then I know it's going to be a lengthy show and an hour is just going to go by like that. So, excuse me, I have to clear my throat. I always have to clear my throat when I get, you know what? I don't know what it is that when I get on the air, I get this frog in my throat, or maybe it's just a nervous reaction or something like that where I have to clear my throat. And you guys know how I hate hearing myself clear my throat on the air. It is not professional. I don't like doing it. And I'm going to learn how to improve on that in the future. So, either way. Anyway, before we get into our debate, or should I say my discussion, I think I will take callers. Now, that goes, take that with a grain of salt, because when I host, you guys know that usually on the third Monday, I do a call-in show, or the question and answers. But they used to be done on in the morning time. So in the morning time, people are at work or they're at home and they're listening. And that's not the case now because of my schedule, me training, and me training for a competition as well as taking a couple of martial art classes and not classes, training. I've noticed that I don't have time to do the show except on in the late evenings, and a lot of people are not listening at this time. I'm looking at my live feed here, and I do have a couple of people who are listening. So this is what I'm going to do. I will accept call-ins. However, if you call in and I don't pick up, it's not that I'm ignoring you. It's because I'm not watching the switchboard, which I am famous for doing. I have an issue, apparently, of not watching the switchboards for the numbers. And then when I come and have to do a drop or play music or just even check on the time, I see that I missed a call, and I see that I missed a call in the queue, and no one is, you know, able to call in because I didn't see the queue of the callers. So it's late, and those few of you who are listening, if you want to call in later on, the call-in number is area code 347-884-9480. That's 347-884-9480. And you don't have to really call in. You guys know how I do. I do the show, and then I upload it to the site. So it's all good. So you can listen to it at your leisure. I also want to explain that I am calling from my normal Vonage line, and I'm just going to pray and hope and wish and think positive that we don't have any cuts. When I mean cuts, it's like silent spots in this broadcast, because I really want everyone to get this broadcast. Usually when there's a silent spot in the broadcast, it's only because the modem disconnected from the server, and it has nothing to do with the broadcast itself. It has everything to do with the modem from Vonage and everything. And believe it or not, it's all the phones, you know, that I have here are not Vonage, VOIP, I think, operated. It's just that this one particularly is, and I like the way I sound, because I have the regular landline, and I think I used that about 2 shows ago, and I didn't like the way I sound. I didn't like the pitch and the tone of the audio for a landline versus the VOIP or the Vonage one. I tend to like the way my voice sounds, and I like the pitch of the broadcast using this line versus a landline. And so I'm just going to hope that it doesn't happen during this broadcast. So if it does, you know, just look over it. Hopefully it won't happen long. But we're going to go ahead as scheduled with this line here. Before I begin, let me go over some things. Like I said, I decided not to do a Q&A for today for several reasons. December is the month where most, if not all, health practitioners, such as myself, notice a decline in business. And it has nothing to do with the recession. It has nothing to do with the economy. It has everything to do with what this month represents. And because of the current state of the economy, people put more value in materialistic presence or gain or items than their own health. And a lot of times this is a very stressful month for many individuals. Even for those of us who don't necessarily celebrate Christmas, I have to watch where I go to the grocery store. And I want a coat, actually. I want to get a new coat, and I can't even get a new coat because I don't want to stand in line for those who are doing Christmas shopping. So I have to wait till after Christmas to get me a new coat because I don't want to deal with the Christmas rush. So for those of us who don't celebrate Christmas, we tend to avoid the stores and areas that will be congested with people who are doing Christmas shopping. And no judgment on them. However, it is the season to be jolly, and I really don't see a lot of joy in people who are spending money that they don't have, like charging up their credit cards, all in the name of Christmas, which has totally been diluted and missed its meaning. Because Christmas have, in my opinion, as not in my opinion, but historical facts, Christmas has nothing to do with giving each other gifts. What does that have to do with the real meaning of Christmas? So, but I'm not going to get into all of that. That has none. That's neither here nor there. If you all want to celebrate Christmas, do your thing. You know, those of us who don't, we're doing our thing, and that's that. So the fact, to get back to the point of hand, is that because there's not a lot of people really paying attention to their health, and if they may be paying attention to health, but they're putting it off for January, especially with those who wish to do the New Year's resolution, that's when business really kind of picks up. So I didn't even have a newsletter sent out, and I'm probably going to send it out tomorrow. I will definitely want to send it out before Christmas, so I more likely will send it out tomorrow. And therefore, you know, we won't have to do a Q&A because I don't anticipate getting a lot of questions to answer in relation to health. So I decided to skip it and do something very meaningful instead, which is related to cancer, because I'm starting to see a trend here with the cancer scare that the doctors are enforcing on their patients on a daily basis. Now, the last thing I want to talk about is, so we'll do the Q&A next month. It'll resume again next month, the third Monday of January. And I don't know when that is. I don't have a calendar in front of me. So, just look at the boards or listen to, go to the newsletter and you'll see when that will be, and we'll do Q&A during that time. Okay. Also make sure you listen to the broadcast in January, because I have some very, very important news to share with you, news that is extremely important and that will affect the business here at Celestia Healing as well as my clients. Okay, last but not least, I think I'm gonna start doing this on every broadcast. I want to talk about extremely briefly about the Fur Kids organization. This is the organization I really believe in. We do send proceeds of our sales to this organization, and I really love the way this charitable nonprofit organization deals with animals. It's called Fur Kids, and their website is furkids.org. That's furkids.org. If you make any type of donation to this organization, which is also tax deductible, you will receive a $5 coupon off all services and supplement products from Celestial Healing. Just simply keep your receipt that is either emailed to you or given to you and present it to us, and we will give you your coupon. And there is no expiration date on the coupon. Also, all proceeds from our supplement sales, 10% of our proceeds from our supplement sales will be donated to Fur Kids Animal Rescue Center. Once again, if you would like to donate personally, directly, you can go to their website at furkids.org, furkids.org. Or if you would like to purchase some supplements from healingpowerhour.com, please know that 10% of those proceeds will be given to the organization. All right, so let's go ahead and begin on this very controversial subject here. Cancer is not a death sentence. Let me tell you why I decided to talk about this very important message. Actually, I decided to have this topic, this title here. You know, I had a lot of people know, or those who have been to the site and read, that I was diagnosed with cervical cancer. I was stage 4, and this was in 1991. And I declined to receive any type of hysterectomy. I refused to let them take my uterus, ovaries. I refused to let them take anything. And I refused chemotherapy, and then I also refused radiation. So that was the only therapies offered to me at the time. Actually, I don't think that there was no other therapies that they could offer, because I asked. My two aunts both had cervical cancer as well, and they did not die from the cancer. They died from the treatment of cancer. And I would like to let you all know that chemotherapy is not a cure. Chemotherapy is a killer. And depending upon your immune system, depends upon whether you survive the poison or not. If your immune system is weak, you will pass away under chemotherapy treatments. Some people recognize that they have weak immune systems, or they recognize that the chemotherapy is killing them, and they will refuse to receive the injection after the first one. You know, I've known a lot of clients that have come to me who have received chemotherapy, and they felt like they were dying. It was such a horrific experience that they decided to not do it again. They did not want to go through it again. They was like, hey, I'd rather just die than to die a horrible death under, you know, this chemotherapy. Because if you talk to anybody who received chemotherapy, or if you were around anyone who received chemotherapy, it is a very painful thing to watch, let alone to endure. And here it is a, this is a poison. And I don't understand how people don't realize that chemotherapy is the biggest con in the medical profession. They're telling you that they can cure you by injecting you with a very, very poisonous chemical that is supposed to kill off the cancer, but in the process, it's killing off healthy cells, it's deteriorating your immune system, which is your thymus gland, it's deteriorating your thymus gland, which is bringing down your immune system, and it's basically killing off your liver. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have a liver, you don't live. The first four letters of the liver is L-I-V-E, live. You cannot live without a liver. And if you take chemotherapy injections, it is slowly killing off your liver. Now, if you have a very, very high immune system, you will survive the chemotherapy, but you will not escape the symptoms, the bad symptoms that are associated with receiving chemotherapy. And you will suffer several health complications because of it. So if you were a type of person that had a very high immune system and you went through your rounds of chemotherapy, you will have complications afterwards. And you know this to be true. I'm sure some of you who are listening right now have had chemotherapy, and you notice that you're not as strong as you used to be. You notice that you're a little weaker, and you can catch colds easily. You're receptive to getting sick, and you're a little sickly. And I never noticed people who really survived that long. A lot of my clients, actually, let me think about it. I have to say, that the clients, I get some clients who want to straddle the fence. These are clients who receive chemotherapy, and then they want to come and receive herbal treatments too. I turn them down. You cannot play both sides of the fence. Now, there are a select few. None of them are in Georgia. There's a few of them in California who will accept a client and will take care of a client while they are receiving chemotherapy. I don't play that dangerous game because herbs are healing. Herbs have high energy, and chemotherapy is a poison, and chemotherapy have low vibrational energy. So when the herbs go into the body, after you have your chemotherapy, it's basically going to pull that chemotherapy out so that the liver, the kidneys, can detoxify that, detox your body from that. And if you receive chemotherapy, there's a chance of immediate death because the body, the herbs are not recognizing that you cannot receive, that pulling out all the chemotherapy injections you had at once will kill you. So usually when someone has received chemotherapy, they have to wait 6 months to a year before I deal with them. Usually I just tell them, just, you know, by law, a naturopathic doctor cannot tell you to stop chemotherapy injections. But by law, I can tell you what I would do in your situation because I've done it. I've seen how chemotherapy have killed not only members of my family, but my friends, a few select people in my friendship, my friends, as well as my clients. I've had clients who came to me, they were determined not to receive chemotherapy. And we would put them on a program, and then they get around their family, who, of course, they just, they're not intentionally trying to hurt them, but they're just doing what they know, and what they know is not right. And they also operate out of fear because we have been conditioned from years and years and years to think that cancer means you're going to die. And I'm here to tell you that that is not the case. If you have a powerful mind, you can tell cancer to kiss your butt, and you will live for many, 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 many years. But I have had clients who will come to me, and they'll be influenced by their family, and the next thing you know, they're calling me from their deathbed after receiving two to three treatments of chemotherapy. And now they realize that they made a big mistake. They realize that they listened to their family and they should not have. And then they want me to clean it up and there's nothing I can do. And they pass away. When you, I've had, this happened to me 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I had a client. I saw him back in August, as a matter of fact. I'm not going to say his last name, but his first name is Timothy. And Timothy came to see me. He had colon cancer, which is so easy to naturally cure, okay? Colon cancer, it's really easy. If you want to know what the easiest cancer I've known to reverse naturally, it would be colon and prostate, and the most difficult one is pancreatic cancer. And the three people who have seen me with pancreatic cancer saw me after the fact when their doctor wrote them off and said, you only got a couple of days. And I couldn't even get the herbal regimen in them good enough before they passed away. I strongly believe that if they were not around negativity, if they did not adopt the death sentence from the doctor, if they had rebuked what the doctor has said, they would be alive today. But the mind is really the most powerful organ in your body. And if the mind is sick, then the body will be sick. And if your mind perceive you that, you know, if your mind is convinced that this doctor is correct, I will die within a couple of days, then the body will adhere to that and boom, you're gone. But Timothy came to me in August with colon cancer. And I told Timothy, I said, Timothy, first of all, which God are you going to serve? Because you can't deal with the doctors and deal with me too. I'm telling you right now, and I'm giving you my word, that if you do everything I say, you will live and you will be cancer-free, but you can't take all this medication, which is causing constipation, okay? And if you have colon cancer, the worst thing you want to have is constipation. You don't want waste to pile up on those dirty cells, on those contaminating cells. You want that colon to be moving. His diet sucked, very bad diet. The doctor tells him, now mind you now, this man has been diagnosed with colon cancer. And the doctor says that he must eat lean red beef instead of fried beef. And I said, how about you not eating beef at all? How about you not eating any type of meat, okay, except for fish? If you have to eat any type of meat, then I would say fish, because fish is the only flesh that is digestible within 4 hours or less. Okay, red meat takes up to 8 to 9 hours. And we all know that red meat causes constipation. I don't care if it's lean or if it's, you know, from the fatty part. But it's still something that should not be in a diet. And these doctors know nothing about nutrition, nothing. The majority of their learning or their schooling in medical schools is for how to deal with the complications and the side effects of the medications that they're out there on the market today. They take 4 hours of nutrition and ta-da, that's it. They have no idea how food affects the body. They have no idea what a healthy diet is, okay? They don't know the effects of certain foods and how and what diseases and illnesses they contribute to. So I had told Timothy, I said, listen, just if you just do what I tell you to do, trust me, we can get this cancer thing licked. And the next thing I told him to do is I need you to keep your family out of this. Because he comes from a big family, you know, mom and dad, constantly in the life, especially mama, okay, he's the only son, all right, so he got 4 sisters and nieces, and everybody is all up in his business, and they're all trying to tell him what to do. And once he had told them that he had cancer, you know, everybody stopped what they're doing, and they just constantly coming over. He had to turn off his cell phone when he had to meet with me privately because he didn't want them to know that he was seeking a naturopathic doctor to help with the cancer, okay? All right, so we made up a game plan, all right? We made up a game plan. I did an iridology on him. I did a blood cell analysis on him. I knew his body inside and out, and I came up with an excellent plan that consisted of a new eating regimen, that consisted of a good elimination cycle. I didn't even suggest colonics. We went with the enema route, okay? We also dealt with exercises because that's very, very, very important when eliminating cancer from the colon. You have to exercise, okay? Exercise stimulates all your organs, especially the colon. We had to get that water in there because he was not drinking enough water. He was doing all this sodas and coffee and these energy drinks, you know, hardly doing any type of water. And then last but not least, we had to deal with his mind because remember now, we are naturopathic doctors. And we deal with the entire healing, your holistic whole body. And your whole body consists of the spirit, the mental or the emotional body, and the physical body. So we have to deal with all three of those bodies to get complete healing. And if you have anything going on with your colon, you are holding on to stuff. And that's where constipation is coming from. Granted, the constipation that was induced from the medication was partly to blame. But prior to being on those medications, he was suffering from constipation anyway. He thought having a bowel movement twice a week was normal. And it's not. For every meal, not snack, for every meal you eat, is how many bowel movements you're supposed to have that day. If you're eating three meals, not snacks now, understand the difference. If you're having three complete meals a day, you're supposed to have three bowel movements a day. If you're only having one bowel movement a day, then you have 14 meals stuck in your, you know, accumulating in your body that are not being eliminated out. And therefore, what does these meals do? These meals cause diseases, illnesses. They cause you to break out in acne, hives, rashes, okay? They cause headaches. They cause toxic situations in your organs, okay? They cause a lot of problems. And they cause weight gain. So if you're not eliminating those other 14 meals, where are they going to go? What comes in has to come out. You eat nutritional food, the body takes what it needs and throw the waste away, and you eliminate that waste. That's how the body's supposed to work. It works perfectly when we're babies, but as soon as we start getting these fried foods and these dead foods that have no nutritional value whatsoever, that's when the colon starts to get locked up and we are not regular like we're supposed to. So we had that, and I told him, I said, we have to deal with the emotional thing. What are you holding on to? What's bothering you? What are you not letting go? And, of course, being a male with the ego, the first thing I'm going to hear is, I'm all right. I got it. And people, let me tell you something about Dr. Keela. Dr. Keela will let you lie to her. I will let you lie to me, okay? Because if you're trying to impress me, it's not working. It will not work with a lie. I will be more impressed when somebody, especially a male, confess the truth with first question. And so after sitting there and looking at him, and I'm telling him, I'm saying, you know what? I've been doing this too many years to know that your life is peachy keen, because from somebody who had cancer, one thing I do know what cancer is cancer is anger. Cancer is guilt, regret, and a lot of hurt from either being betrayed, taken advantage of, misled, everything, you know. Those emotions wrap up to one, turn into cancer. So the fact is that you suffer from constipation, and that you have colon cancer, let me know that you're lying when you're telling me your life is peachy keen. Nobody who has a wonderful life has cancer. Sorry, it's not possible. And you want to hear something mind-blowing? Even if your diet is a bad diet, if you are mentally happy, forgiving, loving of yourself as well as others, you can't get cancer. You can't get it. It's impossible. I know you people don't like hearing that word impossible, but it's impossible. You cannot get cancer if you have a positive, loving, giving, nurturing state of mind. Not possible. So after I broke that down to him, the truth finally comes out. And he tells me some situations that occurred in his past, and he said, well, I forgive them. And I asked them, how do you know you forgive? People say, well, I forgave that person. But you know what? If you reflect back on those issues and you think about that situation and certain emotions start to surface, you didn't forgive. If you can look back on a situation and still feel neutral about the whole thing, then you have forgiven. That's forgiveness there. So when I asked him, I said, well, when you think about that situation, how does that make you feel? And he's like, I'm pissed off. I ain't like that. And I said, so how did you forgive? You can't forgive with those type of negative emotions surfacing upon the thought of that situation that happened to you. So we talked about that for another hour, and I gave him some stress management methods to deal with. I also told him, I said, listen, we need to keep in contact because I need you to keep your mind positive. Your friends and your family who are negative, you need to keep them away from you. And I know every Sunday is a family gathering, and that's when everybody starts telling their business and talking bad about this person and that person and this, that, and the other. But you have to refrain from being around that. You have to be in a healing environment. And we were on track, okay? Everything was going along fine. A week after being on the program, the constipation was gone. Okay, the cramping in the stomach, gone. He was eliminating right, he was exercising right, and everything was going well. He was keeping negative people and his family away from him. You know, all was going well until mama stepped in. His mama noticed the improvement in him. And because she is the mama, because mothers are very powerful, she knew that he was doing something different and he was not sharing with the family, specifically her, what he was doing. And being the mama who knows how to manipulate all her children, she was able to get the truth out of him. And he told her that he's seeing a naturopathic doctor, that he's doing everything naturally. He's only been seeing me for a week and a half, and he's feeling better. He's feeling this, and he's not constipated anymore. He doesn't have any headaches. Those bad cramps he used to feel in his abdomen, they're gone. He's losing a little weight, you know, and he's just feeling alive, and he's feeling healthy. And, of course, mama told the sisters, and then the sisters told the nieces, and then everybody gets on his case, and he gets ganged upon by the family who pester him day after day after day to go to the hospital. And the negativity, this story could be a little long, but I'm going to shorten it up. Long story short, they got him into the hospital. His vital signs were excellent. White blood cell count was up. And his colon cancer, they were saying that it had decreased from stage 3 to stage 2. And so for some reason, because he called and told me all of this, for some reason, because he was so much improved, the medical doctors had credited to what they were doing, the medication they were doing, even though he told the doctors that he had stopped taking the medication. So the doctor said, well, now you're at the stage 2, this is an opportune moment for you to get the chemotherapy because your blood cell count is high and, you know, your colon is looking more healthy. And I think with just three dosage of the chemotherapy, we can really kill that cancer. And the family's like, yes, we can do it. All right, let's do it, let's do it. And he was saying no. He said he didn't want the chemotherapy. So his family bullied him, and he couldn't take it anymore. And he called me crying because he was just so broken. And I asked him, I said, Timothy, I said, if you need me to fight for you, I will fight for you. I said, I'll come up there. I said, I can take on your family. But I said, there's no need for me to take on your family if you're going to go ahead and submit to their will anyway. So let me know. If you want me to fight because you don't want to go the chemotherapy route, let me know, and I'll be up there at the hospital in another hour. But don't let me come up there and fight on your behalf and you go ahead and submit to the chemotherapy treatment. And when I heard that long silence, that's when I realized that the family had more pull than I did. And of course they did, their family. And so he received a chemotherapy treatment, and I didn't hear from him. And he got very, very ill, and he couldn't talk. As a matter of fact, he was in a coma-like state. And one of the sisters had called me up and asked me if there's anything that they can do to his eyes can move, but he couldn't talk. So, and he couldn't move his limbs. As a matter of fact, after a couple of days, they had to put him on a breathing machine, a respiratory machine. And then 2 weeks later, he passed away. And that just made me realize, like, this man could still be alive today if he did not do that. And I wondered, and I talked to the sister because they invited me to the funeral. And I talked to the sister on the phone, and I said, I don't mean to be insensitive to your loss, but what the hell were you all thinking when the status reports came back and they said that his white blood cell count was high, he was doing excellent, that the cancer went from stage 3 to stage 2, the colon walls looked great, and they were rejuvenated. His heart blood pressure was normal. Heart rate was excellent. It was resting heart rate was a 58, which is really good for someone in his condition. Everything was wonderful, and you all messed that up by pressuring him to get a chemotherapy. And then the doctor, she's like, well, it made sense what the doctor said, that since he was in such good health that the chemotherapy would kill the cancer without causing any side effects. I said, yeah, I guess he was right, huh, because your brother's not here. And this makes me this makes me angry, because I don't understand how come people lose all sorts of common sense when it comes to these medical doctors. How in the hell can you be in good health and think you're going to stay that way after you receive chemotherapy treatment? You're in great health, so let's poison you so we can kill the cancer. Does that really make sense to you all? I know common sense is not common, but gee whiz, the man was on the road to recovery, and some genius doctor decided that, hey, his cancer is going away. You know, his immune system is up there really high. He's wide awake, rejuvenated, looking healthy. Skin is flawless. Let's go ahead and poison him. And understand that when he told him that the chemotherapy would kill off the cancer, he neglected to tell the family that it would kill off the liver and the heart too. And that's just what happened. And the medical doctors have it made, because they got you all thinking that cancer automatically equals a death sentence, where it should be really medical treatments related to cancer equals a death sentence. Because I don't know that many people who survive treatments, medical treatments in relations to chemotherapy, or in relations to cancer, excuse me, not chemotherapy, in relations to cancer. You know, breast cancer is also a big money maker too. And I'm going to give you all a statistic that's noted and documented in the American Medical Association. Did you know that 10,000 women per year are misdiagnosed with breast cancer? And I noticed that a lot of people are being told that they have cancer and they really don't have it. And what I want you all to know, especially those who love your doctors and respect your doctors and think that your doctors are God, let me tell you all something. If your doctor cannot tell you what stage your cancer is in, you do not have cancer. I am really happy with the people I have helped challenge their doctor with this cancer stuff. They get told that they have cancer, and they run to me, and they give me these this paperwork, and I read it, and I'll say, I don't see where it says you have cancer. I said, if you have cancer, what stage cancer do you have? And they go, I don't know. What the hell you mean you don't know? What, you know, each cancer is supposed to have a stage. So I want you to go back to the doctor, and I want you to challenge him. I want you to say, doctor, show me the blood test to show that I have a significant growth of cancer cells. And I need to tell you guys the definition of cancer so that you can understand that this is a trigger. The word cancer is a trigger to get you to submit to unnecessary surgical procedures as well as treatments that cost your insurance company thousands and thousands of dollars, but you suffer in the process while the medical professionals get paid. I had these people challenge their doctor and go back to their doctor and tell them the doctor they want a printout of a report to show what stage cancer they have in. And do you know that all of them who were not told what stage, now if you told that you're at a certain stage, yes, then you have cancer. But if you're not told a stage and the doctor says, well, you're not really at a stage, it's just pre-cancer cells. But we want to get to it just before it starts to turn into a tumor and starts to feed on the other healthy cells. Ladies and gentlemen, we all have unhealthy cells in our body, and they die off, and the body eliminates them. This goes for everybody. What happens is that when those abnormal cells, let me just go ahead into the cancer thing, okay? Let me just tell you this, and then let me tell you how some people are being duped, okay? Cancer is a term used for diseases in which abnormal cells divide without control and are able to invade other healthy tissues and organs within the body. Cancer cells can spread to other parts of the body through the blood, which is in the circulatory system, and the lymph system. Cancer cells usually group or clump together to form tumors. Now, of course, this does not apply to leukemia. Now, that's another different type of cancer. Growing tumors they turn into a lump of cancer cells that can destroy the normal cells that surrounds it and damage the body's healthy tissues and organs. And this is what makes people sick, is those cells destroying the other healthy cells, and therefore the tumor is growing and growing and growing and growing, okay? Now, sometimes the cancer cells break away from the original tumor and travel to other areas of the body where they keep growing and go on to form new tumors. If the body does not eliminate these cells, they will continue to grow and contaminate other healthy cells. We all have a certain amount of unhealthy, abnormal cells in our body. But because the body is an awesome machine, we eliminate these cells on a daily basis, okay? So therefore, they do not have a chance to accumulate and form into tumors. This is why eating foods high in fiber is very important so that you can eliminate and keep that eliminating chamber going. So you do not suffer from constipation, keeping those abnormal cells in your body. This is important for you to drink your what? Water. So that you can flush out the liver, flush out the kidneys, so that you can urinate those bad abnormal cells out. And also the liver can destroy it and also prepare the body to eliminate it as well. The respiratory system, you cough it out, you hack it out. Okay? And your skin also eliminates it. So you have all these eliminating chambers that are supposed to work perfectly, efficiently. And when you do not eat a right diet or you do all this crazy stuff like drinking all this soda and coffee and high caffeinated drinks and you don't skin brush or you don't exercise to get the circulatory system moving, you lessen your chance of getting those cells to be eliminated. But you know what? Don't let me scare you. Hold on, let me just say something here. Even if you are like 500 pounds and you haven't moved out your bed in months, you still can eliminate those cancer cells. I'm not saying you have to be queen and king fitness person. What I'm saying is that you have to really have a bad immune system in order for a low immune system, in order for those cells to collect together to form tumors, to contaminate other cells, okay? So we all have these quote-unquote abnormal cells, these quote-unquote cancer cells in our bodies, but when they start to collect as a tumor or start to contaminate other tissues, that's when it starts to be graded, you know, at stages. Stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, stage 4, and stage 5 usually result in death. And I, in 1991, I was at stage 4, moving to stage 5, and I was told that I only had 6 months to live. Okay? If the doctor doesn't tell you you're at a certain stage, baby doll, you don't have cancer. And when those people challenged those doctors, they finally fessed up and said, well, it's true, it's not at that level, but we want to prevent that from happening by putting a portal inside of you and administering chemotherapy and giving you these medications and everything like that. It's a gimmick, it's a con. Because let me tell you something, if you submit yourself to that, you are just putting your lifeline, you're just bringing, if there's the sand castle, there's the same sand of time, you're just making it run out even less, more, you're just putting your time on this earth to be less. Now, that all was jumbled up. But you are decreasing your lifeline. There you go. That's what I want to say. And you are falling into this cancer trap where it does not necessarily mean death. Let me tell you something else, and this is something that can be researched on the internet. There was a man, and I read about this. Actually, I know someone. My uncle did this, as a matter of fact. He was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and he just did not want to deal with the doctor removing the prostate, and he didn't want to deal with that chemotherapy. So he just stopped going to the doctor, okay? Now, did he go and get a whole bunch of herbs and vitamins? Nope. He still drank his beer. He still dealt with his women. He just continued with life as if he had no knowledge of the cancer whatsoever. Yes, he was in denial, but he continued on with life as if nothing was wrong, okay? 8 years later, he can't get an erection anymore. Typical. He can't get erection. You know, men don't really care anything about their bodies until it affects their erection, and that's why I said typical. So he couldn't get an erection. I mean, nothing. He was absolutely impotent. So he went back to the doctor. 8 years later now. This is 8 years later. And he told the doctor, I'm impotent. I don't know why I'm not impotent. So, of course, they did some testing on him. Come to find out that the prostate was really enlarged. I mean, really enlarged. And that he was at stage 3 cancer. So, moving to stage 4. And the doctor's like, oh my gosh, you know, Mr. So and so, such and such, we have to get you into surgery right now. He's like, you're a stage 3 cancer, and then we're gonna have to take the prostate and give chemotherapy, and then that's when we're gonna have to go ahead and do everything else. And I'm sorry, but being impotent should not be something on your list. What he did do was he allowed them to take the prostate. But when it came to chemotherapy, he never showed up. And the man lived well into his 80s. Okay? Now, I doubt very seriously that he would have lived those 8 years had he allowed the doctors to administer him chemotherapy. I also doubt very seriously he would have lived to be in his 80s if he had allowed those doctors to wreak havoc on his body with the chemotherapy. Now, here it is now. The doctors told him, you got cancer. 8 years later, he going as if nothing happens. It wasn't until 8 years later that, do y'all hear this? 8 years later, and we're talking about this man still go drink his beer. He eating all that pork. He go ahead and living all that life, drinking alcohol, have his women. He's still going on as if nothing happened, not changing his diet, not doing nothing. He just stopped going to the doctor. And he was able to live 8 years without surgery. And then finally he went on to submit to the surgery, and he lived more years without any chemotherapy. To me, that's a smart man, and that lets me know that, well, I knew anyway, that this chemotherapy stuff is a bunch of bull. I wish you all knew the people that I know who never got the chemo. Well, I'm one of them. But I don't think people really take me seriously because I live such a healthy life. I think a lot of people really poo-poo my experience because they're like, well, you're a health nut, Dr. Akilah. I mean, you eat healthy, you exercise almost every day, you don't do this, you don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't participate in any drugs, you do, you know, and you think positive, and you meditate. I'm like, but what? Just because I do those great things does not mean that it should discredit the things that I've used to do and the fact that I was able to cure cancer naturally. Listen, let me bring your common sense back to you. Then I'm going to make a few drops and then we're going to come back. See, here it is. Look, I got 33. It's about an hour's almost up and I'm not even finished. I knew I was going to have a time with this session, with this topic. I'm going to make a couple of drops because you know what I need to do. I need to drink my water. I'm very thirsty and I always have my water here with me. But let me say this. Let's think. I need to get your common sense back to you. I need to give you all to be thinking in your right mind. And let me tell you how we as naturopathic doctors are able to naturally reverse cancer. And I'm not talking about it's in remission or no BS like that. I'm talking about natural cures. Natural cures. You are cured naturally. The cancer goes away. It doesn't come back, ever, unless you do the same things that you've done to make it come in the first place. The reason why there are some herbalists and some natural nutritionists and things like that. I'm just going to say it's only naturopathic doctors. What we do is we heal the body according to universal law and natural law. If you have an abnormal cancer cell, this is dead cells. These are dying cells. And these are cells with low vibratory rates. I can kill that cell faster by giving the body quality food, quality herbs that are known to build up the immune system, which will naturally fight off the cancer, cleanse out the body, detoxify the liver, and get all of your eliminating chambers functioning properly from your colon to your urinary tract area to your respiratory to your skin. Get all of those functioning correctly, and but most of all, working on that spirit of yours, okay, regardless of what religion you have, and regardless if you are religious or not, working on your inner spirit, and then most of all, dealing with your inner mind, your thoughts. Who are you angry with? What has happened in your past that you're not letting go? Who do you need to forgive? Why don't you love yourself? How to love yourself? We deal with all that. Boom! Cancer is gone. I should know because it was done to me by Valerie, my indigenous sister down in Peach County. I think it's Perry, Georgia, down in Peach County, Perry, Georgia. My girl, my indigenous sister, Valerie, who knows all of the herbs in the world. I used to love Valerie. She'd go in the woods and she could pick out any type of herbs. And things look like weeds to me, she'll tell you exactly what they're used for and how to use it. And because it was done to me, I have done it to hundreds of others. It's no big deal. I know you all think, oh, it's cancer, I'm going to die. Rebuke that thought. Rebuke it. Do you know that I'm really, really happy that I had a fighting mama when I was growing up? Because I think that's why I'm the way I am now. That I never accepted a man over God. When the doctor said, okay, we're going to have to take your uterus, I said, nope. Okay, we'll do a partial hysterectomy. Nope. Okay, we'll give you chemotherapy and hope that that may kill it off. Nope. I've seen how chemotherapy killed my two aunts. That ain't going to happen. Well, we could give you we could forget about the radiation. Well, you're going to die in 6 months then. Or did he say 3 months? I can't remember. Can you believe I outlived him, by the way? He died of a heart attack. Anywho, that's not no big deal. I mean, most healthy people outlive their doctors anyway. But anyway, when he said that I had, no, I think I had 3 months to live, I think, that he said. I can't remember. I can't believe it. Well, okay, in my defense, the situation happened in 1991. It's 2009, and it'll be 2010 in 2 weeks, so give me a break. So we're talking about something that happened, what, 19 years ago? Should I think? I got to go read my notes in my book because I'm going to turn this whole experience into a book one day, God willing. And I got to look in there and see if he said 3 months or 6 months. But it doesn't matter because when he placed that upon me, I stood up and gave it back to him. Because I was sitting down in a submissive position, him standing over me with the folder in the hand telling me, well, if you don't get any of these treatments, you're going to live no more than 3 months. And I told him, I said, you ain't God. You ain't going to tell me what I – no, I'm sorry. You know, I refuse to believe that. And then I got real mad and said, well, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die owing you because I'm not going to pay this medical bill. Let me get out of here. And I left. So that's a true story, though. I was so mad. That doctor told me I wasn't going to live. Well, what's the heck? What's the point of me paying you then? Shoot. Come get your money while I'm in the grave. Okay. Anyway, so I rebuked the death sentence. And I just, what I did was, you know, I just refused to take his bullying, and I just went on about my way. And, you know, and to be truthful, I did, you know, think that, wow, you know, I don't have that long to be on this earth. Granted, I didn't think 3 months was going to be it, but I knew that in my head, I was like, okay, if I don't get this chemotherapy, if I don't get him to take the uterus, my uterus, then, you know, okay, I'm going to probably die. So I accepted that, but I was like, I'm going to die on my own terms and not under a horrific therapy such as chemotherapy and die a miserable death in pain and suffering. If I'm going to die, we have a saying down in the South, we're going to wake up dead, because, you know, I'm like, I'm going to be in Jamaica, getting my party on, getting my groove back, you know, living in the beachy waters, and, you know, I'm going to do my thing. And that's when I said, that's when Valerie came into my life, because I was ready. And when I was ready, the Most High put the person in my life, because I was receptive to her teachings, and this is the reason why I'm alive today. And this is also the reason why I'm living my purpose, because I had to go through that in order to be the good and excellent naturopathic doctor that I am today. And I am very thankful for that experience, because it teach me that you cannot be afraid when it comes to your healing. You cannot be spineless when it comes to your healing. It's going to get, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget what I'm saying this to you. You're going to eventually have to fight to stay healthy, or you're going to have to fight for your right to be healthy. You didn't hear me? Let me say it again. You're going to eventually have to fight for your right to be healthy, and that's a shame. It should never have to come to that. Being healthy should be a way of life regardless. But I think it's going to be, being healthy is going to be a privilege for those who are financially advanced or who are wealthy. And if you're poor, unhealthy is something you're just going to have to live with. I think it's going to come to that in the future, because I see it going that route now. Anyway, let me do these drops and get my water, because I'm thirsty, and I will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akilah L. To listen to other archive radio shows full of health tips, holistic advice, and other natural remedies, check out our website at healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com. While you're there, feel free to sign up for our monthly newsletter and check out our list of educational videos. Have a health topic you would like us to discuss on the air? Tell us all about it by giving us a call at 770-603-0141, or go to our website to fill out our suggestion form. We look forward to hearing from you. HealingPowerHour.com. Celestial Healing Wellness Center, providing holistic health care all across the world. Our website is full of information from herbology, personal training, fitness, nutrition, massage therapy, herbal remedies, and a whole lot more. Check out our free health tips or even sign up for our monthly newsletter. Our website address is www.healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com, or give us a call at 770-603-0141.
And we are back to Healing Power Hour Radio with your hostess, Dr. Akilah. I just had water, and right now it's 9:09 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I have had a little over a gallon of water already. And before I go to bed, which is going to probably be in 2 hours, I'm going to probably drink another 18 to 24 ounces. So what I want to know is, how much water have you had today? Well, when in doubt, go get some water right now. Let me also say something else. I want to get back on something about medical doctors. I want to say this before, because we only have like 20 more minutes left in the show, and I want to play a song that I just love so much that is very appropriate for this title. I firmly believe, and I know, and there are some statistical proof that you will live longer without chemotherapy treatment than you will with chemotherapy treatment. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know that most of the doctors, the oncologists, 75% of them will not get chemotherapy that they inject their own patients. And you know, something else I want to, there's another thing I want to rant about. What is up with putting these portals and these stenches inside the chest of people who are diagnosed with cancer? And even when the chemotherapy treatments are over or they refuse to take any more, they leave that in your body. And if you want it out, they say, well, we want to keep it in there just in case you get cancer again. What kind of stuff? Oh, my goodness. I'm trying not to use any profane language on the show. But does that make sense to you? And since when have we allowed that to happen? Because once upon a time, you used to get your chemotherapy through an IV injection. Now they're putting a portal inside of you, which guarantees that you have to take blood thinners from the rest of your life, people, because that causes a calculation that causes you to have blood clots. When that portal is stuck in your chest, that causes you to have blood clots. And when you allow them to put that in your chest, it's going to take a lot to get it taken out. Let me tell you something. Don't let them do that. If you are determined, I have to choose my words carefully. If you are determined to get chemotherapy, then get it the old-fashioned way through IV. Don't let them put that portal in your chest and keep it there. Because it won't, let me tell you something, to get it taken out, you're going to have to fight to get it taken out. Because they're not going to take it out on its own. And it caused more problems than anything. Okay? So, let's just stop the madness. But anyway, getting back to chemotherapy. Yeah, if you were diagnosed with cancer and you don't want to take the natural route, let me just tell you this. Your chances of surviving is better without chemotherapy than receiving chemotherapy. This is proven. What people don't do, which really frustrates me, I mean, if you want something that really pushed my buttons, this right here pushed my buttons. We do not question our medical doctors. But a naturopathic doctor, oh, we want to know what herb we're using, what's it for, what kind of side effects they have, where it's come from, you know, how long it's been in existence, you know, what certification I got. No, I mean, let me tell you something. Because I have nothing to hide, I have no problem with questions. But what I don't like is that you all question us like we're criminals, but you let the doctors just do everything all willy-nilly to you. They give you these medications and tell you, oh, it's good for you, but you don't even ask them what the side effects are. They want to give you chemotherapy treatment. You want to ask them what is the effectiveness of this and how many people have died from this particular chemotherapy injections. You know what I like to ask medical doctors is, how many people have died underneath their care? That's an excellent. You want to see them squirm? Ask them that question. You want to know how many people have died underneath my care? Zero. I like that record. But medical doctors can't tell you that. And they can get away with it because if they give their patients the chemotherapy treatment, and it, patient dies, the doctor will come out and said, well, there was some complications and it looks like that the chemo didn't get the cancer in time and I'm sorry, there was nothing else we could do. And then people go, oh, the Lord just brought him or her home, not realizing that, hey, chemotherapy, several hours later or 7 days later, complications which resulted from in the death. Okay? But that person would be alive had they not got the chemotherapy. So it goes, needless to say, it goes without saying, you know, Dr. Keela is very anti-chemotherapy. And the reason I'm anti-chemotherapy is because it's a poison. Why not give you live herbs, living food that has a high vibrational energy that kills off low vibrational dying cancer cells? That makes more common sense. Feed the body with healthy stuff to kill off the bad stuff. But what they're telling you is we're going to give you something more more potent and more deadly than what you got in your body, because the lower and the deadlier the poison, the more chances it'll kill not only the other poison stuff or the other deadly cells, but also the healthy stuff too. That just doesn't make any sense. Okay? And I think if we question our doctors, we ask them, how many people have died underneath their care? What is the chances of living without chemotherapy versus chemotherapy? Now, that's a good question. Okay. They're not going to have the answer to that because a lot of people are so scared with the cancer thing. You know, if you look on TV, it's such a big money-making industry right now. We got the walk. How come there's no audit done on these cancer research centers? You know, where people have to collect money to walk for breast cancer? And we're not talking about $10, $20. We're talking about they got to collect something like $4,000. That sounds real country, what I just said. $4,000. I said $4,000 or $6,000 to walk 3 days in the name of breast cancer. And you give all this money to the Cancer Association, and you have no idea where it's going. Nobody audit these places and see where the buck stops. I know where the buck is stopping. Do you? And we understand that there is a cure for breast cancer, ladies and gentlemen. There is a cure for all cancers. But if they were to get with the, if they were to get with the naturopathic doctors out there, okay, they were to get with us and say, hey, we want you all to teach the world. Oh, I think I got a phone call. Hold on, don't hang up who's calling. Let me just make this point, and I'm going to answer the phone. If we get all the naturopathic doctors out and say, hey, we want you all to teach the American people how to eat right, how to live right, how to think right, so that they can heal themselves naturally of any and all disease, then we don't ever have to worry about cancer. But do you think they're going to do that with us? Because, see, if you get paid a high six-figure income, and if there's a cure for cancer, do you really want to lose your job? You get paid $600,000 for being a director of the National Breast Cancer Association, and you will lose your job, your benefits, your luxuries, your wonderful, well-off life once a cure has been found. Do you really think these people are in a rush to find a cure? Okay, let me go ahead and answer this phone call. I hope I'm working the boards correctly. All right, hold on a second. Okay, thank you. This is welcome to Healing Power Hour Radio. You're live on the air. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who am I speaking with?
You're talking to Richard.
Hello, Richard.
Hi.
Hi, listen, would you like to give your input on the show today?
I would. Actually, I believe you're 100% right on. And I've given this a lot of thought over many years, and
mm-hmm.
I'd like to give you the benefit of the conclusions that I've come to. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Basically, we think of illness as some sort of a mystical occurrence. It
mm-hmm.
is not. It's
yes.
just like starting a fire. When you start a fire, you cannot initiate that fire unless you have all the elements of the fire in one place at the right time in the right quantities.
Agreed.
Illness is the same way. Now, basically, there are three ways to get sick. One is microorganism. That has four subcategories. Two is trauma. There are an infinite number of subcategories. And three is poisoning. There are only two subcategories to poisoning. If you cannot see it under a microscope, then it's not a microorganism. If blood or contusions or abrasions or whatever it is not apparent, then it's probably not a trauma. If it can't be seen under a microscope and a trauma isn't obvious, it can only be one other thing, and that's a poisoning. Now, if you look at poisoning, the two subcategories are chemicals and heavy metals. If you start looking for chemicals, you will look for the rest of your life and you may never find the correct chemical because there are just too many of them.
Agreed.
On the other hand, there are only 35 metals. If you look for a heavy metal, of the 35 metals, there are only 23 heavy metals, you will find them. Now, basically, we are exposed to between 6 and 10 heavy metals every single day.
Aluminum and mercury is two, right? I know definitely about the mercury and the aluminum, right? What are the other ones that we are exposed to?
Okay, we got cadmium, arsenic, lead, bismuth, beryllium, manganese, and manganese
wow.
is a sleeper.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm like, really?
Manganese is like, if you eat soy, you are consuming an abundance of manganese. And
mm-hmm,
that is
mm-hmm.
so dangerous because that will, just the manganese alone, an overdose of manganese will create violence.
Right.
It will also create an unreasonable tolerance to pain.
Oh, I didn't know that part right there. Okay.
Look,
I'm learning something. Go ahead.
This metal is frightening, but in combination with mercury, aluminum, lead, and the rest of them, then you've got a witch's brew of disaster.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that the combination of metals or any one metal will create cancer, but I am saying that if you have a disease or a condition that has no identified cause and no prescribed cure, then you've probably been influenced by one or more of the heavy metals.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you can identify the metal and remove it from your body, the illness that you have, or the dis-ease, as you put it, that you
yes.
have, will start to disappear.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So essentially what I'm saying is that if you get a microorganism that can be seen under a microscope and you can kill it, but you have heavy metals in your body, the heavy metals will pervert the microorganisms and they'll be out of control.
But you know what I noticed? That the medical doctors don't even go into, of course, not only do they go into nutrition, but they don't even go into the cures or preventive measures, even in testing for those type of metals in the blood.
Very good. They won't do it. The reason because if they do it, it will cost them money. In other words,
right,
they'll charge you $100 or $200 to run those tests, but if they come back with results, positive results, then they are legally, morally, and ethically compelled to treat those metals.
That's true,
if they,
yeah.
If they do that, the disease disappears and they make no money.
Yep, exactly. And this is what I want people to understand, is that it's about the money. It's really about the money. And we have to educate ourselves and learn to be our own doctors so that we can be – actually, I think we need to be more responsible for our own health and stop putting it into strangers' hands. You know, that's
well,
my biggest spiel with the whole thing, is that we are relying on other people to take care of us.
One of the things that you really have to, everybody has to stop doing, is kneeling at the initials after a person's name.
That's right.
I mean, I do not go to church because I have to follow their rules. I will not kneel at the altar of medicine because they have an education and I don't.
Right, right, right. That is
that's,
so wonderful.
That's not,
I love
not
that.
Let me give you two examples of diseases that can be treated by the elimination of metals.
Okay, real quick, because we only have real quick, because I only have like two more minutes left into the show, and then we'll
okay,
see.
Okay, no problem.
Go ahead.
Sarcoidosis.
Mm-hmm.
How many patients have you had with sarcoidosis, and they've never been tested for metals?
I don't think none of them have been tested for metals.
Okay, well, you test for metals, you get results. Another one is...
Wait a minute, you're talking about I or the medical doctors testing them for metals?
Either you or them. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter who tests them. Just skip the test.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Disease is Tourette's syndrome.
Yeah.
Now,
I never had anybody with Tourette's, but I'm very interested in hearing your opinion on that one.
Okay, Tourette's is very possibly created by a microorganism, but the microorganism would not be perverted unless there were heavy metals in it. If you look up the PANDAS, PANDAS syndrome,
mm-hmm.
you'll have
mm-hmm.
the answer that you're looking for.
Okay. Okay. Very good.
It was nice
talking to you, too. Thank you so much for calling in, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, that was awesome. See, I told you guys, when I listen, when I pay attention to the switchboards, I see the calls. But a lot of times I get into my rant and I forget all about the switchboards, and then I look over the call. But you know what? The best times to call is when I'm about to make drops, because I have to look at the switchboards. Anyway, we only got one more minute left into the show. And I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody for calling in. Those who have missed the calls, I did miss a couple of calls. I want to thank the caller we just hung up with. Thank you so much. And for those of you who would like to get more information or like to hear this broadcast later, you can also go to our website, healingpowerhour.com, healingpowerhour.com, and also check us out here. And I'll be here next month to do another show, okay? Thank you so much for listening. This is Dr. Akilah. I was going to play a song, but I guess it's just not meant to be, so we'll save it for next month, okay? Please be sure to tune in next month. I got a very important message I wanted to share with you all, and you do not want to miss that. This is Dr. Akilah. Thank you so much. And I leave you, because I didn't greet you, with blessings of peace, love, health, happiness, and prosperity. Have a blessed day, everybody. Take care.